Well, I think if you take a sort of big picture look at it, you can see that the way we even think about older people is often quite negative, that ageing is something we're not looking forward to, that there's frailty and fragility and vulnerability, all these words are used to kind of describe, in a kind way, ageing, and yet all those things are actually part of demeaning a person. And so if you're working with people who've been demeaned by society, there's some of that quality rubs off on you, I think.
So what impact can that then have for the care of elder people?
Well, it absolutely can impact on their care. So if you feel that you're going to work in a job that is not really valued by society, you can become, well, obviously that's going to make you feel a little bit bad about yourself, but also it can mean that you feel a bit angry with the people that you're working for, or pity them is another really big problem, because pity is never a kind of positive emotion to feel about another person. And so it just means that, the interactions that you have with that person can be patronising, dismissive, poor you, all those sorts of things. And there's some pretty good evidence that that actually makes people less well.
We know that we're going to need more aged care workers into the future. How does all of this play into the ability to recruit into the aged care workforce?
Oh, it absolutely makes it much harder. So would anybody that you know want to have a job doing that? Most people go, oh, no, don't really want to, don't want to be touching old people, don't want to be thinking about old people. And yet once people are in that job, they often find it incredibly rewarding. But that idea that I'm going to be doing something with a sort of stigmatised population is quite problematic.
Given that old people as well would be aware that these are the discussions that are often had around older people or around aged care, and, you know, that whole thing of, no, I wouldn't want to shower an older person or whatever the case may be, what impact does that have on an older person who might not want care but needs it?
Oh, yeah, golly. I mean, imagine yourself in that situation. It'd be very difficult, wouldn't it? Well, a lot of them actually refuse care. A lot of them say, no, I'm fine, you know, I'll carry on. Yes, I can't quite do the things that I used to be able to do, but I really don't want a stranger who doesn't even want to be here coming in. And so that's why it's really important to have people who really feel this is valuable work, and they feel that because society says this is valuable work.
How does the way media frame conversations around aged care and older Australians play into this?
Well, there's some pretty bad sort of habits that we've got into with media, but also in our conversations generally. So it's every time we think of old people or portray people as being vulnerable, as being fragile, as being frail, as being sort of not really able to do things, not competent, that's part of the problem. And it includes even photographs where people look sad and sorry for themselves rather than, actually, of course I'm happy, I'm enjoying my life, aren't I lucky to be 85, you know?
You're with PWC this afternoon on Drive, and I'm speaking to Dr. Susan Banks about a report that she's co-authored about the stigma around aged care and aged care employment. Susan, so how do we go about changing this perception and this stigma that exists around old people so that we can start to move forward, as you say, and recognise the positive aspects as well?
That's a really big question. I think, obviously, just in our daily thinking about ageing, we need to sort of reframe, like, to grow old is actually success. You know, most people once upon a time didn't get much past 50, so if you're an 85-year-old, that's a win, and we should be celebrating that much more. We need to be careful how we speak about older people. So once we've kind of got in our own head, actually, this is a success, we need to think about how we speak to and treat older people. I think it's a big task, but the other big part of that actually is how government and policymakers think about older people, whether they say, actually, this is an important sector in our community, we need to fund it adequately, because at the moment we don't, because we put money into the things that matter to us, and clearly we're not putting enough money into aged care or aged care wages at the moment. So, yeah.
How, do then governments become aware that this is an issue that they need to be focusing on more and putting more money into to reflect that value of our older Australians?
It's really tricky, isn't it? Because we keep seeing aged care reform is a big deal, and now and again you get these pop-up moments where people are really worried about elder abuse, but it is not actually being followed up with funding. So the wages for people in direct care work are among the lowest wages you can be paid in Australia. That's a signal that the government is sending to the whole of community that this is not a sector that really matters. And things like having very low funding amounts for aged care places, so the food budget for an individual in aged care per day is extremely low, like it's between $6 and $10, as I understand it. These are all signals that say this is a sector we don't care about. And so until society as a whole starts to change the debate and government can lead that, we're going to have a problem.
If you could give one message of advice to each of the people listening right now about something that they can do to change this conversation, what would it be?
Golly. I think it has to start with yourself. I think you have to think, how do I feel about my ageing? How can I shift that to being a positive sense of, you know, growing wisdom, growing sort of knowledge of the world, all those sorts of things, and what an achievement it is to grow old. And then to have those conversations with other people. And in our daily interactions, when we're dealing with older people, or, you know, the older people in our lives, we need to really support them and show them that, hey, we're in this together, not you're over there and I'm okay, but you're sort of fragile and vulnerable. So I think there's all those, we have many opportunities to do that.
Dr. Susan Banks, thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Pia.